Yosef Rav Yosef, on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, you have the place, it's about, the two dots, about 15 lines up from the bottom of the Amud. Okay? Now, we're talking about what's called a Mavui Mefulash. You remember that the Mavui, both in one end and the other end, spills into Rishus HaRab. And we had, back on Daf Vav, a machlokus between the Tanakama and Chananya. The Tanakama and Chananya is based on the Shita of Beis Hillel. So the Tanakama, just to review, was of the opinion that at one end, coming into this Mavui from Rishus HaRabim, you need what's called the Tzuras HaPesach. And at the other end of this Mavui, you'll need a Korah or a Lechi. And Chananya says, in the name of Beis Hillel, that you need what's called a Delis Mikan and a Lechi V'Korah Mikan, so that Beis Hillel has a machlokas with the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds you need a Tzuras HaPesach on one end, whereas Chananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, requires a Delis at one end. At the other end, they both agree that all you need is a Lechi or a Korah. So hopefully this will become clearer as we go along. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Kami de Rav Huna, V'Yosef V'Ka'amar. So Rav Yosef was in the presence of Rav Huna, and he is giving a whole thesis here, a whole presentation. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And Rav Yosef is quoting Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Machlokes, which means that this debate between the Tanakama and Chananya regarding a Mavui Mefulash, which needs a Lechi and a Korah from one side, and a Machlokas Tanoim, what he needs from the other side, whether or not he needs a Deles, or all he needs is a Tzuras HaPesach, he doesn't need a Deles, is that's only in the following scenario. Bisratya, it means that the two ends of the Mavui are open into a Rishus HaRabim. A classic Rishus HaRabim is called a Sratya, which is the flow of the public. That's where people, Derech Bnei Odom, holchim ba. And Rashi, not here, but elsewhere, points out that the highway, so to speak, for the people of the city to travel through the Sratya will take you from the beginning of the city to the very end of the city. It really, if you want to call it, it splits the city from one end to the other. So that's called Sratya Mikan, Usratya Mikan. Now he has another example. Let's add the word chen, v'chen, platya mikan, uplatya mikan. A platya is not a highway, per se, but it's a very wide center. It's the center, if you will, called rachava shel ir, and that's where people get together for buying and selling. So that's the shuk, as we would call it. That's the marketplace. So this mavui takes you from one platya to another platya. Aval, but what about a case where one end of the mavui opens up into a karmelis, not into a rishus harabim? Kigon, what would be an example? Sratya Mikan, Ubika Mikan. So the public area spills into this mavui, but the mavui ends in a field, in a bika. Or a bika might be an area with many fields in it. And that's called a karmelis. And this takes us back to Masechta Shabbos Daf Vav. We always go back to the same daf in Shabbos. And what's a karmelis? A bika. Again, just to review, a bika is a public area, but very few people go there. Maybe because people are planting there, or it's just not, it's not a highway. It's not a marketplace. Oh, bika mikan, ubika mikan. Or at one end is a karmelis, and at the other end of this mavi it's a karmelis. Is then, says Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, Ose tzuras ha-pesach mikan v'lechi v'kor mikan. Even Chananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, would agree that there's no need, no requirement to set up a tzuras ha-pesach at one end of the mavi. So when does Chananya, the name of Beis Hillel, require a tzuras ha-pesach at one end of the mavi? That's only if the Mavui takes you, it begins from Rishus HaRabim, like a Sratya or a Platya, and it ends in Rishus HaRabim, opening up at the other end into a Sratya or a Platya. But if it starts with Rishus HaRabim, and it ends in a Karmelis, or how much more so if it starts in a Karmelis and it ends in a Karmelis, then even the Tanakama, I'm sorry, even Chananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, would be happy with a Tzuras HaPesach. There's no need for a Delis. Now, back on Daf Vav, when Rav said that Halacha Kitanakama, that a Mavi Mefulash only requires a Tzuras HaPesach, so why does Rav himself here have to bother telling me that there's a difference between the mavi that opens up into a sratya or a platya as opposed to a mavi that ends up opening up into a karmelis? Even if it opens up into a rishus harabim, Rav accepted the sheet of the Tanakama, and all you need is tzuras ha-pesach. You don't need a delis. So this whole comment here of Rav is purely theoretical. And this is a kasha that's asked by the Rashba, and he doesn't come up with any answer. I mean, the only comment I would add here is that what Rav is saying is that what would Chananya in the name of Beis Hillel say in a case where there's a bika at the end of the mavli? And the answer is that Chananya, in the name of Beis Hillel, would agree that all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. But Rav himself actually passes like the Tanakam of Chananya, that even in the case where you begin with Rosh HaSarabim, go through the Mavi and end in Rosh HaSarabim, all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. So Karmelis doesn't change a thing. All right. Now the Gemara asks the following kasha on Rav Yosef. Hashta. Now you told me that Sratya Mikan, Ubika Mikan, is Osilo Tzuras HaPesach. Mikan Velechi Mikan, Vekor Mikan, is Bika Mikan, Ubika Mikan, Mi Boy. Why did Rav Yosef, why did you have to bother telling me that if you start with a Bika, go through the Mavi and end in a Bika, that all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach? You told me that even if you start with a Rishus HaRabim and you end in a Karmelis, in a Bika, that all you need, it's sufficient to have just a Tzuras HaPesach. Why do you have to tell me if it's a Karmelis here and a Karmelis there? Hachi Komar. This is what Rabbi Yosef had in mind. Sratya Mikan Ubika Mikan. Nase Kibika Mikan Ubika Mikan. No, he wasn't telling you a new halacha about Bika Mikan, Bika Mikan. That was understood. He was just comparing the case of Sratya where the Mavui ends in a Bika to a case where it began not in a Sratya, but it began with a Bika with a Karmelis. Okay. Now, the next piece of Gemara is another statement that Rav Yosef heard from Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. So we're still in the middle of Rav Yosef's presentation. We're halfway through. And that's called Umisayim Ba. This is going to be, the following is going to be the conclusion of Rav Yosef's transmission of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. And here we're going to talk about something called a Rechava. So we're introducing a new concept called a Rechava. Now, I have here a diagram of a Rechava. I'm not sure if you have one in your Gemaras, but let me give you just the basics without the diagram. There's something called a chatzer. Chatzer means that you have a group of houses, let's say a minimum of two, and they spill into a common courtyard. That courtyard then spills into a mavui. But in some cases, you have a row of homes, and not only do the main entrances into the homes spill into a chatzer, but there's a courtyard, a common courtyard, in the back of the homes, right? Every home has a main entranceway in the front, and let's say a window or a back entry, a back opening in the back. So a rechava is the other side of a chatzer. It's called a chatzer shachore meachore habatim, on the other side of the batim. Now, what's unique about a rechava, as opposed to a chatzer, is that a rechava has four mechitzos. And not only that, it's really not an area that is lidir. Lidir means for the people to enjoy, because it's me'achorei habatim. You know, it's the courtyard that generally speaking, you make use of, is obviously in front of the house. So let's read through the words of Rav Yosef, quoting again Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, and see if we can figure out what's going on. U'mesayim bo, mishmei de Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav Yehuda. Now it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't mention Rav, and that's going to be significant, because what it means is that Rav Yehuda did not mention, when he was speaking to Rav Yosef and transmitting the Torah to Rav Yosef, he didn't mention Rav's name, which he usually did. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav. So he leaves it anonymous as to where he knows this from. But anyway, this is Rav Yehuda in front of Rav Yosef. She'im haya mavui kole lirachava. So the mavui opens up at one end in Rishus HaRab. The Rishus HaRabim flows into a, spills into the Mavui, but it ends in a Rechava. So watch what happens here. Again, if you could see my hands, I don't know if this will be helpful, because it's hard for me to show you the diagram, but you have a Rishus HaRabim here, you have a Mavui here, you have another Rishus HaRabim there, but the Mavui doesn't spill directly into Rishus HaRabim, but rather, the Mavui terminates on the other side, right? This side it's Rishus HaRabim, on the other side it terminates in a Rechava, which means that he's got houses on the right side, on the left side, that are all turning the other direction. So he ends up in this area that is closed, me'achorei habatim, on the other side of the homes, which is called a rechava. And then there's an opening at the end of the rechava that goes into Rishus HaRabim. So it's a mavui mefulash in the sense that it goes from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't go directly into the Rishus HaRabim, but rather it goes into a Rishus HaYachid, which is surrounded by four mechitzos. And the fourth wall, again, when I don't know why I call it the fourth wall, maybe that's not, going to make things clearer, but what I mean by the fourth wall is that, right, I'm going down this mavui, I start in Rishus HaRabim, I go down this mavui, and now I enter into the Rechava, correct, this Rechava. Now, when I enter into the Rechava, I've got a mechitza on my right, a mechitza on my left, and these mechitzos now close in on both sides, right? So you have this Rechava, which... I'm going to try to describe this picture to it. So the Rechava... has a kosel this way, a kosel this way, so that those two ksalim form one mechitza. Then on the right side there's another kosel that's towards the front entrance to the houses. There's another kosel, another mechitza on the left side, and then there's a fourth mechitza in front of him. But the mechitza has an opening, and that opening spills into a shusarabim. So you walk into this area that's enclosed, but if you go straight, as a bird flies through this mavui and through the rechava, then you will end up in a shusarabim. So it's in effect a kosel rechava, that last wall. Is Keneged Pesach HaMavui, right? It's exactly a straight arrow's long arrow from the opening into the Mavui, and it opens up into a Rishus HaRabim. So the Mavui, although it's Mefulash, it opens up even on the other end to Rishus HaRabim, but it goes through a Rechava. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino Ein Tzar Klum. In other words, all you need is a lechi or a korah at the entrance into the mavui, and that's it. You can carry straight through the mavui into the rechava, no problem. And all you need is a lechi and a korah. So you'll ask me, what do you mean all you need is a lechi and a korah? This is a mavui mefulash. It starts with Rishus HaRabim, and it ends into Rishus HaRabim. But the answer is no. This mavui ends in the rechava, and since it ends in the rechava, and the rechava has four mechitzos, so it's basically a mavui that spills into Rishus HaYachid. And it's not a mavui mefulash. It's basically our classic case of a mavui sasum, which a mavui sasum that doesn't spill in on the other end into a rishus harabim requires only a lechi or a korah. So the Gemara quotes this statement of Rav Yosef about a mavui kol rechava to derive the following two conclusions. Number one, when a mavui is mefulash from one rishus harabim to the other, but it goes through a rishus hayachid, it's not called a mavui mefulash. It has the din of a mavui sasum. Why? Because it goes through a rechava, and a rechava has the din of a rishus hayachid insofar as it is surrounded by mechitzos. That's the first conclusion that we have to derive. And I'll read it to you in the Hebrew. He writes, Mavui ha-mefulash shus harabim derech rishus hayachid eino nechshav kimavui mefulash sharei behechrach dino amur biofen shenifritza harachava lishus harabim. In other words, the whole chiddush here of Rabbi Yehuda is that even though the Rechava itself has an opening into Rishus HaRavim. That opening is at the very end of this Mavui, as we said before, if you draw a straight line. Afal Pikein Lo Nechshav HaMavui Kimefulash. Now, here's the second limud that we want to derive from Rabbi Yehuda. Mavui Shenifratz Lechotzer B'nei HaChotzer Osrim Al B'nei HaMavui Es HaTiltul B'Mavui Im Lo Ya'arvu Imam B'Shitufei Mevuos U'Lekach Nokat Rabbi Yehuda Mavui HaKol L'Rachva V'Lo Nokut Nokat Mavui HaKol L'Chotzer B'nei Shedavka Rachva She'ein ba diurin, eino maskika eruv, aval ilu hoya medubar bechotzer, hoya tzorech li'arif. Okay. So now Rabosai, and this is all based on Rashi, we have a second chidush here. Rashi is asking, when Rabbi Yehuda wanted to teach me a chidushia, then in this case of kola, etc., all you need is a lechi and a korah, or a korah, ge'endik, that's all you need. Why didn't he mention a case of a chotzer, when a mavui ends up in a chotzer? I mean, that's pretty classic. You know, you have batim that open up into a common courtyard, and from the courtyard, they enter into these various entrances into a mavui. That's classic. Instead, Rabbi Yehuda mentions a rechava. So the answer is, because Rabbi Yehuda wants to tell you that all you need here is a lechi or a korah to be matir the mavui, as if it was a classic mavui sasum, and you don't need an additional Eruv. What do I mean by an additional Eruv? When you have a chotzer that spills into a mavui, there are two requirements. Number one, the members of the various houses that spill into the chotzer, they have to make what's called an Eruv Chatzeros. That's number one. Number two, they also have to make what's called a Shitufe Mivos, which means that they have to make a separate Eruv that will be Matir Tiltul from the chotzer into the mavui, or vice versa, for all those who enter into the mavui from any of the different chatzeros. So, for example, you could have a cluster of houses on the right that spill into a common courtyard. They will make what's called an Erev Chatzeros. So you'll have a big pas, you know, of bread, and they'll all chip in for the pas. And now all these people in the different houses that spill into that common courtyard are allowed to carry from the house into the chotzer and back into the house. We consider it like one rishus. However, there may be other chatzeros that border on the other side on this mavui. They'll make their own Erev Chatzeros on their side, but that's not enough. Why? Because the members of both sets of houses that enjoy the chotzer now becomes a chotzer lidiurin, which means, you know, they go in and out of the chotzer, they set up their tables there, they eat there, whatever they do, they enjoy the benefit of the chotzer. And now you have so many different chatzeros that are spilling into a common mavui, we need another kind of an eruv, which is called shitufe mivoos. Make sure I'm pronouncing that right. Mivoos, shitufe mivoos. that require a separate Eruv in addition to Eruv Chatzeros, and those who use the Mavui are enjoined, they're not allowed to use the Mavui until they make this Shitufei Muvos. Now, in my Masifta, I think I mentioned to you on various occasions that there's an overview, an introduction here, and there's a whole section here, a whole chapter actually, in the Hakdama. The Hakdama is made up of many chapters, which is called, it's Perek Beis, Ofane Tikun Rishus HaYochid Lahatir Satiltul Betocha. In other words, you have a Rishus HaYochid, and yet you need to be Matir Tiltul in the Rishus HaYochid, because Rishus HaYochid is common to other people. And there's a section here called Chotzer and Tikun Chotzer. And then there's a section called Tikune Mevos. Okay. Tikune Mevos. Okay, now, one second. Let's see. I thought I had... Yeah. Now he has in Perek Dalet of his Hakdama, he has Ketzad Ma'arvim Chatzeros U'Meshatvim Mevos. So he writes... Ema arvin a ruve chatzeros el bepas, a loaf of bread, vegovin pas mikol bnei achotzer, umenichaves apas bi echod mi bnei achotzer. So they collect funds from all those who share that courtyard, and they buy a piece of loaf of bread, they leave the loaf of bread in one of the particular houses. Aval balabai shebo menichaves a eruv. Okay, Eino Tzorach, fine. So he doesn't have to chip in. All the other people in the different chatzeros. And then there are all sorts of dinim here. Ein ma'arvin lo bepas shlema, lo bepas prusa. And this Erev has to be set up the latest by Ben HaShmoshos. Question is, what happens if the Erev was eaten in the middle of Shabbos? Again, many different details, which we're going to get to in later chapters in the Masechta. And then, just one second. Fine, I'm looking for... Where is that section here? He says the following. Haderech lahatir hotza mirshus hayoch lishus hayochid hi al yidei eruv kigon bechotzer shepsuchim eilea kama batim. So you have many different homes that spill into one common chotzer. Yanichu balei abatim b'erev Shabbos pas b'echad me'abatim hapsuchim lechotzer. So again, what they do is they chip into one loaf, and they leave that loaf of bread in one of the houses that open into this chotzer. Oh, now we get to the mavui issue. O she'anichu balei achatzeros dvar machol bi'achas achatzeros hapsuchos le'mavui. So you have many different chatzeros that open into a common mavui. And they leave something. Again, you will soon see it doesn't have to be a pas. We'll call it a dvar machol. In one of the chatzeros that open up into the mavui. V'ze nechshav ki'ilu omrim b'nei arishuyos hashonos kulanu me'uravim v'ochel echad lekulanu Vare anu kulanu rishus achas. Klomar, al yidei anochas hapas b'yechud me'abatim shebechotzer, nechshovim kol abatim shebechotzer, im hachotzer atzmo, ki rishus achas. Through the Eruv, all the different houses, together with the common courtyard, are considered one rishus. And therefore, mutal lahotzi me'abatim, lechotzer me'achotzer labatim. V'chein, ba'anochas dvar machol, bi'achas me'achatzeros, nasa hamovui, im achatzeros, rishus achas. You follow? It's not enough to have an Erev Chatzeros. The Erev Chatzeros will help you to make all the batim together with that common chutz into one rishus. Now you can carry in and out of the chutzer. But you also need to set up a rishus achas of all the different chatzeros that spill into the mavui. And that's done when all the different mishtatvim b'mavui, meaning the different chatzeros that partner in this mavui, chip into a dvar machol, something food, and they leave it in one of the chatzeros. That's called shitufei muvos. He says, "Afal pi she be'erev chatzeros ein el bepas, harei shituf muvos ein otzorach dafka l'shatif bepas, ela efshe bechol minei machol." Mishum she erev chatzeros mahuso lahachshiv ki ilu kulam dorim bioso bias she shoma pas. It's as if everybody lives in that same house. Right? That house becomes like all the houses become an extension of that house where the pas is, which is called Erev Mishum Dira. Okay, that's something that we didn't mention. The Eino Nechshav Kidira, it's not considered one house, one Dira El Bepas. Shedira so shall Adam Nimsheches Achar Mokom Pito, his pas. Lokain Shituf Muvos. Eino ba kidei lekvoa mokom dira el shatef es achatzeros lasosam kechotzer achas, that all the chatzeros become like one chotzer. Shachar shenasu kol chatzeros kirshus mishutefes achas harei amavui ki ilu mishamesh lechotzer achas. Do you follow? The mavui is now designated for one chotzer because we combine or unify all the chatzeros in one partnership to make it into one chatzer, and now the mavui is being shared and designated for one chatzer. So all the chatzeros become one single rishus, and the mavui is now designated or serving one rishus. Rishus mishutefes. Alkein ein tzarich pas. So for that, any foodstuff is enough. Viprate advarim, all the details of how to create a sheet of muvos, is manu chazal beperek shlishi. So that will start on page 26 in Masechta Erevin. And nechluku tanoim l'das chachomim o ma'arvim chatzeres o mishatvim b'muvos. Ulidas Rabbi Meir ma'arvim b'chatzeres mishatvim b'mavui shalo l'shakeach toras eruv, etc. So there's a gigantic machlokes, and there's a machlokes how to interpret this machlokes about whether or not, but don't hold me responsible for what I'm about to say because this requires a lot more study, whether or not you can somehow combine both of these Erevin into one. Alright, I don't know. I don't want to. So again, that's what we have over here. And let's just get back for a second to our Gemara. I'm going to leave a little bit of a mark over there in the Psicha, in the introduction. So again, so why does Rabbi Yehuda mention that this mavui is kola l'rachava? And the answer is because if it was kola into a chatzer, So then, you would need what's called shitufei mevos. Why? Because you'd have chatzeros that share the use of the mavui. But in a case of a mavui that spills into a rechava, which is not a place for diurim, therefore you don't need shitufei mevos. So shitufei mevos would be if the fronts of the houses on both sides spill into a common chatzer, and the chatzer now, and there's a chatzer on this side, a chatzer on that side, you follow what I mean? All these b'nei chatzeros are spilling into the mavui. Then you need shitufei mevos. But in a case where the houses are turning in the opposite direction, this is just the back of the houses, there's no real diur here in that chatzer, because that chatzer is called a rechava, then in such a case you don't need shitufei mevos. And therefore all you need is a lechi or a korah at the beginning of the mavui, and the whole mavui is mutar. Again, each one of the chatzeros is going to have to make an erev chatzeros in order to allow going from the bayis to the chatzer. But if you're talking about the various chatzeros using that that common mavui, they don't need shitufei mevos, because this Rechava is really called like a Rishus HaYochid. You don't have to make it into a Rishus HaYochid. It already is a Rishus HaYochid. And why? Because it's not a place where people live. You know, people don't have a way of using that part. You know, that chatzer which is in front of the house, that they'll use. But not the chatzer that's in the back of the house. So let's just read just one more line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, Had Rav Yehuda. You know, Rav Yehuda, you heard Rav Yosef from Rav Yehuda, this halacha of a mavui akola l'rechava, but you didn't tell us, or maybe Rav Yehuda didn't tell you, who he was quoting. Dishmuel he. He didn't hear it from Rav, but rather he heard it from Shmuel. And then on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the E, derav, kasha derav aderav. So now what we're going to do is, we're going to go back to a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to prove that this statement that we learned here